This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a warning to Europe from the U.S. Vice President. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way the U.S. intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
In his final address in Davos, Switzerland, Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine and using control of energy supplies as a weapon against other countries. Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Donald Trump. A White House spokesman says President-elect Trump's administration will have to choose whether to side with the U.S. intelligence community or Russia and WikiLeaks. Josh Earnest was responding to a question about Russian President Putin's accusing President Obama's administration of attempting to undercut Trump by spreading false information. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Trump was part of an effort to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of Trump's convincing presidential win. U.S. intelligence agencies released a report concluding that Russia, under Putin's orders, work to undermine the U.S. presidential election. This is VOA News.